Hey there, my name is Ivo, founder at endinsomnia.com. Welcome to the former Insomniac podcast. After suffering from insomnia for 5 brutal years and after trying everything to fix it, I developed a new approach targeting the root cause of insomnia, which is actually sleep anxiety or the fear of sleeplessness. In this podcast, I talk about the End Insomnia system, where I share tips, learnings, and insights from overcoming insomnia and tell the stories of people who do, so you can apply the principles to end insomnia for good too. If you want to get a 30-day free email masterclass on how to reduce sleep anxiety that people usually paid $200 for, and also receive this podcast as a newsletter every Saturday, go to endinsomnia.com. Yes, having insomnia makes life a lot harder. It can easily become a central obsession, but it's important to recognize that sleep issues are not responsible for every difficulty in your life. When you're suffering from insomnia, especially when you've been experiencing it for a long time, it's easy to fall into belief that if only insomnia were gone, life would be a breeze. While it's true that life is easier without insomnia, it's also true that stress and difficult emotions are a normal and inevitable part of life. Remember these two things. First, whether or not you have sleep issues, you will also likely face stress related to work, family, relationships, finances, anxiety about the future, or memories of things that have happened in the past. Even when you get past insomnia, life will still have its challenges. Second, such general life difficulties are likely partly responsible for some of the stress that you might currently be attributing to insomnia. When you believe that your sleep issues are the only thing holding you back from a completely rosy life, that only increases the pressure to sleep. Remembering and normalizing that life will have stress even without sleep issues, and that such stressors may be part of your current distress, can help lower some of the unhelpful desperation to sleep. Find moments of gratitude. Just as insomnia is not responsible for every problem in your life, it does not negate everything good that's happening in your life. At times, you might become so consumed by managing your insomnia that it can be hard to zoom out and see the big picture. When bogged down by fatigue or anxiety, you might try taking a few moments to connect to a heartful sense of what you're grateful for. Even when dealing with insomnia, you may recognize that you're still grateful for things in your life like family, friends, work, the place you live, having food, or just being alive and able to experience this wild journey of being human. While tapping into gratitude may not totally change your mood, it's another way to soften the sharp edge of rough nights and fatigue days.